brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer from Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm with Doug Stewart, who's chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. Doug, you've got a symposium going on here, a number of goals here to find ways to reduce the accident rate and also to grow general aviation from the instructional viewpoint. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're certainly all aware, I know you are definitely aware, that we're in trouble in general aviation. The fatal accident rate has been flatlined for more than 10 years. Student starts are way down. Student attrition is way up. And resultant of all of that, sales are way, way down, not only in aircraft, but in all the supplies, courseware providers, things of this nature. Our feeling is that the flight instructor is really the fulcrum point. This is where we can make the change and change this downward trend to an upward trend and start improving things. But the problem we have right now is most of the flight instruction that's being provided these days is subpar quality. And we need to change the way we're teaching, the way we teach instructors. And if we can achieve this moving forward as a group, we can start improving things.
Is there any really definitive evidence that suggests that the quality of instruction or the format of the instruction is instrumental in market response?
I believe that there is. I think that the AOPA study that they did prior to their summit, where they hired a very top-level company to do a study and gathered the statistics, does show that the flight instructor really is one of the major problems, and that people are willing, you know, a lot of people say it's the money, but that study that AOPA conducted showed that people are not unwilling to spend the money provided they're getting the quality, and I think that study did show that the quality right now is subpar.
How about the perceived accident rate and perceived risk due to accidents? Do you think that's a factor for people who are considering coming into flight training? Do they notice that, or do we just imagine that they do?
No, I think they very definitely notice this. I think, Paul, you probably, because people recognize that you're in aviation, people know that I'm in aviation, in the community, who are not pilots. But we have these high attention accidents in the media. For an example, for us up in Kingston, just a month or so ago, where a guy bought a VAC strike fighter and rolled it up in a ball with only 20 hours. But, you know, if you're an affluent person considering starting flying, and you tell your wife, hey, honey, guess what? I'm thinking about starting flight lessons. She's going to say, over my dead body, look what just happened. You know, every time we have one of these stupid pilots doing something stupid, killing themselves, it always, the media blows it up. And anyone who's considering starting flying, they've got to convince their friends, their peers, their spouses, and typically there's going to be a fight back against that. So absolutely.
So summing it up, what do you hope to come out of this conference with?
Summing it up, my true hope is that we can come forward with recommendations. We're going to have these breakout groups tomorrow. Hopefully you're going to be partaking in that, because I know you have a lot to offer. These breakout groups are supposed to come up with a minimum of 5 recommendations. There might be many, many others. We have a whole protocol of how we're going to proceed with those recommendations, of what needs to be done, who should do it, the timeline that they need to get it done with. The other thing that I really feel passionate about is going forward with a true coalition of all the organizations. SAFE is not looking to be a hero. We're just trying to take a leadership role to get the ball rolling and move forward so that we really coalesce working all together. And I think if we do this, we can achieve what we're after.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Doug.
My pleasure, Paul. Thanks for being here.
We've been speaking with Doug Stewart of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.